From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A 6.9 earthquake has hit off the coast of Vanuatu. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said there is a possibility of tsunamis, but no warning has yet been issued. There was no immediate reports of any damage. Vanuatu is northeast of Australia. Syrian officials say the army found a mass grave on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after it recaptured the ancient city from the Islamic State last month. At least 40 bodies were found, including women and children. Syrian government forces backed by heavy Russian air support drove the militants out of Palmyra late last month. Flights are set to resume on a limited basis today at the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out a deadly attack. That was nearly 2 weeks ago. Airport Chief Executive Arnaud Fayce has announced temporary repair work, as well as security procedures that will be used as the airport returns to full operation.
In this construction, first 4 lanes, then 8 lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage. 800 passengers per hour can pass through these lanes.
3 Belgian airline flights will leave from the airport later today. Airport is calling them symbolic flights, with more to be added in the coming days. Niger's President Mahamadou Issoufou has been sworn in for another 5-year term after a controversial election boycotted by the opposition. Issoufou took the oath of office in front of a number of African leaders. He promised Niger will remain involved in the fight against Islamist militants. Get more at voanews.com. The Turkish Coast Guard intercepted more than 60 migrants and refugees in the Aegean Sea as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos. The group, including Syrians, transported to a western Turkish town that, in compliance with an EU-Turkey deal that takes effect tomorrow. Meantime, the International Organization for Migration is reporting large numbers of sub-Saharan Africans, mainly from Nigeria, Mali, Gambia, and Senegal, have been arriving in Italy this year. We get more now from Lisa Schlein.
The International Organization for Migration reports at least 170,000 refugees and migrants have crossed the Mediterranean Sea from Turkey into Europe this year. While the numbers heading for Italy from Libya pale in comparison, IOM says they are growing. It says more than 18,000 migrants and refugees have arrived, an increase of more than 8,000 compared to the same period last year. It says 90% of the arrivals are from sub-Saharan Africa. None are from Syria. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has pledged to back ally Azerbaijan to end in its dispute with Armenia over the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Erdogan's comments emerged today after 30 soldiers died in heavy fighting between Armenia and Azerbaijan in Nagorno-Karabakh, each side blaming the other for setting off the fighting and violating a 2-decades-old ceasefire. Former British colony of Australia wants Britain to stay in the European Union. Julie Bishop, Australia's foreign minister, says she told British Prime Minister David Cameron of the Australian position.
Australia believes it would be in our interests if a strong United Kingdom remained a part of the European Union. The EU is a significant trading partner for us. A strong UK as part of the European Union would be in Australia's interests.
Britain holds a referendum on EU membership on June the 23rd. U.S. presidential primaries returned Tuesday after a 10-day break, with Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump and Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton both facing the possibility of losing the state of Wisconsin. Polls right now are showing Republican Ted Cruz in the lead, followed by Trump and John Kasich in third. Democrat Bernie Sanders is out front of Hillary Clinton going into the Wisconsin primary, again that on Tuesday. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.